This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
Everybody wants children to feel safe and loved at home. What happens when a child has to go into a new home in foster care? There is a way to help. In fact, there's a person who puts together backpacks filled with pyjamas, toys, clothes, books, and she's been nominated for an ABC Community Spirit Award. Melissa Hanning is the founder of Sweet Dreams and Goodnight Wishes. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a total pleasure. Care bags for children in foster care. What a beautiful gift. How did you come up with the idea?
So I have been working in child protection for about 15 years, and over the years I've seen what happens when children come into care, quite often through really traumatic circumstances where they don't have time to grab things from home before they leave. So things like their pyjamas or their favourite teddy or their school uniform. So when they come into care, we thought, what can we do to support that process? Let's give them a backpack that has those things in it to ease them into their first night in foster care, and just take away a little bit of that worry and that scariness of the situation and give them something that they can look through and call their own.
When you say they've not been able to gather together their favourite teddy or something that might give them a bit of comfort, what kind of circumstances are you dealing with?
So quite often children are coming into care as a result of their parents not being able or willing to care for them. And a lot of the time that does involve neglect. So the children may not even have those things in the home. I remember one time when a little girl was given a care bag and she rummaged through it and she pulled out a toothbrush and she held it above her head like a trophy and went, wow, is this toothbrush all mine? I've never had my own toothbrush before. I've always had to share.
Gosh, that's actually so sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I mean, it's tough, but we try and think, what can we do to support that process? It's something that takes very little effort to gather a few things together and put them in a bag that can be given to a child. So we've got a really lovely community of people that love being involved in the project and put together these care bags for us to give to these children.
Sweet Dreams and Goodnight Wishes. These are care bags for children in foster care. The brainchild of Melissa Hanning, who's worked in child protection for a long time and came up with the idea as a way of comforting children who might be going into a foster care situation. What's the sort of process for a child going into a home in those sort of emergency circumstances? Like, how quickly could they suddenly be sleeping in a new bed with a family?
Yeah, absolutely. So quite often we will get referrals for same-day placements, so where children are removed from home, and they'll either go into a child safety office or a foster care office and sit there waiting for a placement to be found for them. Sometimes that happens after hours or on weekend. Police may be involved. So that's why it can be pretty traumatic for these kids. So even if they've got a bag to rummage through for a few minutes just to distract them from what's going on, then that's absolutely incredible.
Mm. So where do you get the toys, the books, that toothbrush, the PJs and the backpacks? Where does that come from?
So we have an absolutely amazing community of people that follow our Facebook page. So we'll put the call out once or twice a year for people to, they can either put all the items together in a backpack and donate it to us, or they can, you know, if they can only afford a toothbrush or a teddy bear, then they do that and we can make up the bags at the end. So this year when we ran the project, we received over 1,100 care bags. So we've been able to distribute those to child safety officers and foster care agencies all across Queensland.
And you needed all 1,100?
Absolutely.
Would you need more?
Look, we do, but we only run the project once or twice a year because it is a family-based project. We're not a registered charity, so we do a lot of work out of home and we just don't have the space. It was a funny sight, actually, to see all 1,100 care bags in my mum's house where she stored them for us. But it's amazing, but it's also really sad to see that all those bags are needed too.
Mm. What's the reaction from the authorities, you know, there's police involved, there's child protection involved. What's their response been to what you're doing?
They love it. So we quite often get thank you letters from them because they want to support the process too. They understand how traumatic it is as well. And so they love seeing, again, just the faces of little children who might not have even had these items or who have always had secondhand items or pass-me-down items to just receive these brand new backpacks with exciting things in them. All the things that I remember when one foster carer had twin six-year-old girls, and these girls opened their bags and they were filled with llama things and unicorn things and rainbow things and all the beautiful things that little girls love. So it's those reactions that keep us going.
You know, those little children are going to remember that moment, that backpack, for the rest of their lives, right?
That's right. And we've actually had, we've had a number of adults who used to be children in care who love being involved in this project, and they say it's actually really therapeutic for them because they remember what their first night was like in foster care, and so they love the thought that they can participate and do something to help support that process for young people doing that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are so thrilled and humbled to put you up in lights as part of our Community Spirit Awards, Melissa, and we'll be having an event next Friday night, you along with so many other people who do selfless and kind and life-changing things in the community. Where are you at right now in terms of the care bags? Like, when's, because there'll be people who are thinking, I want to donate. How can they get in touch? How can they help?
Yeah, so we've just done our big drive for the year, but I would say to people, if you want to follow our Facebook page, Sweet Dreams and Goodnight Wishes, we always advertise on there when we're running projects. If we receive thank you notes from children or from agencies, we post them up. We post photos of the bags. One time we had bags arrive up in Mount Isa, and we had some beautiful photos of that. So if you'd like to follow along, just click like on the Facebook page.
You've also got your own little one who's about 6 years old. So she's the age of some of the kids that you're helping out.
Yes.
How does she react?
Yeah. So they love getting involved. They participate in it as well. And it's really good for them to learn about how lucky they are and about how there's other children in the community that aren't as lucky as they are. And I know, again, that there's lots of adults who follow our page and put together care bags who then involve their children in the process. And I know that school holidays are a really popular time for them to take their children shopping, and they let their children pick out items to go in the care bags, because at the end of the day, kids know what other kids love, and they'll pick out beautiful things to put in those bags.
That's how those llamas and unicorns end up there. Melissa, so lovely to have you here and to learn a bit more about the love that you're spreading. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Melissa Hanning, Sweet Dreams and Goodnight Wishes, care bags for children in foster care. So you can follow them on Facebook, perhaps help out at some stage if that's something you're able to do.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.